Hello everyone. Welcome to our trending news podcast. Landscapes of the Soul, an exhibition of paintings by Jizal Dalal, Himali Shah in Nehru Center Art Gallery. 22nd to 28th April 2025. Landscapes of the Soul, a journey through art with Jizal Dalal and Himali Shah. If you're in Mumbai between April 22nd and 28th, make some time to step into a space that offers more than just art on walls. Landscapes of the Soul, a two-woman show by artists Jizal Dalal and Himali Shah, is opening at the Nehru Center Art Gallery, Worli, and it promises to be an experience of quiet beauty and deep reflection.
This isn't your typical art exhibition.
Jizal and Himali, though very different in style, come together with a shared intent to express the unspoken, those silent emotions, fleeting thoughts, and inner landscapes we all carry but often can't describe.
Their work doesn't shout for attention.
Instead, it gently pulls you in.
Jizal Dalal.
Jizal's art feels like a breath of fresh air. Or more accurately, like standing alone in a wide open space, surrounded by nature, and finally hearing yourself think. Using watercolors as her main medium, she leans into subtle hues, soft brushwork, and the play of light. Her paintings don't just show you a scene, they ask you to feel it.
Interestingly, Jizal didn't start out as an artist.
She dabbled in architecture and interior design before discovering that painting was her real calling. Mostly self-taught, her artistic path has taken her across India and even to international exhibitions. Whether it's the way she uses chiaroscuro for emotional depth or the way she lets form dissolve into the atmosphere, her work speaks of introspection and the search for peace. Her paintings are not about specific places.
They're about states of mind. Himali Shah.
Himali's journey with art began with Disney cartoons, but today, she's painting nature through a lens of realism touched by emotion. Her background in fine arts, especially her time at CN Vidyalaya, gave her the foundation to grow, but it's her connection to the natural world that fuels her creativity. Working primarily in watercolors, Himali blends technical skill with a personal color palette that's uniquely hers.
Thanks for listening.
Share our news podcast and give your comments.